Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In the Superior Court of Glynn County, State of Georgia. State of Georgia versus Travis McMichael. Count one, malice murder. We, the jury, find the defendant, Travis McMichael, guilty.
Jurors in Brunswick, Georgia, found Travis McMichael and his father, Craig McMichael, guilty on nearly all counts, including felony murder, surrounding the February 2020 shooting death of Ahmaud Arbery. McMichael's neighbor, William Bryan, was also found guilty of felony murder. 7 hours after being named Sweden's first female prime minister, Magdalena Andersson resigned Wednesday after suffering a budget defeat in parliament, and her coalition partner, the Greens, left the two-party minority government. The government's own budget proposal was rejected in favor of right-leaning the Sweden Democrats. The final vote was 154 to 143. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family from all of us here at USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With the amount of travelers on the roads for the next few days, let's be sure to stay alert out there. Remember the good old days when your kids could call Santa on a 1-800 number and chat with old Saint Nick? Well, Thanksgiving has now stepped up to the plate.
It's the 40th year of the Butterball Turkey Talk line.
To be connected to our Butterball Turkey Talk line, for information on turkey preparation and cooking assistance, press or say 3.
That's what you'll hear when you call 1-800-BUTTERBALL. Talkline supervisor Carol Miller saying on Thanksgiving some 10,000 people phone in and the number one question asked is about thawing your turkey. Patience is key if you call the turkey tip line.
All turkey experts are assisting other callers. For self-service options to frequently asked questions, press 1. Or visit butterball.com.
Turkey tips also will be posted on social media. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
President Biden attempting to ease American minds before jetting off on Thanksgiving holiday. He's telling the American people he needs his massively expensive social spending bill, or Build Back Better, to bring inflation down. Republican representative from Ohio, Jim Jordan, tells Fox News you cannot buy your way out of inflation.
Everything costs more is my take. A lot of the American people understand it. You want to buy a home, it costs more. You want to rent an apartment, it costs more. To put food on the table, it costs more. To put gas in your car, it costs more. To buy a Thanksgiving turkey or Christmas presents, it all costs more. And what is Joe Biden doing? Hanging out on Nantucket at a billionaire's house eating lobster. I mean, the American people get how bad this administration is. And to have Joe Biden just a few weeks ago say something as dumb as he did, where he said, oh, if we spend $2 trillion more, it will help inflation. There's not a sane person on the planet who believes that. This bill, if it does pass here in the Senate, let's hope it doesn't, it's only going to exacerbate the 31-year high inflation rate we're currently experiencing. So the American people get it, and that's why 71% of the country think we're on the wrong track.
White House spokesperson Jen Psaki from the lectern.
This is a time to put politics aside, spend time with your loved ones, and talk about what you're grateful for. The American people can be assured that he will continue to press to lower their costs and ensure they have more breathing room.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. You can find out more by visiting us at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Fresh and independent, this is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. Happy Thanksgiving. Plymouth, Massachusetts, speaking of which, is where it all began more than four centuries ago when the English settlers made a peace settlement with the Native Americans, which gave birth to the Thanksgiving holiday that we celebrate today. Celebrations have already started in Plymouth, and we're going to be going live there now, where we're joined by Leah Filson, the President, Chief Executive Officer, C. Plymouth. And she's going to tell us all that's planned this Thanksgiving. But before we bring Leah on, I just want to give you a little bit of background, because Leah is, this is getting to be a tradition between us. It's always great to have her here on the show. I love this, Leah. Leah's the head of tourism for the town and county and works to bring tourists to Plymouth to enjoy a quaint New England seaside town where the Mayflower just happened to land. She's descended from eight people who were passengers on that ship. So she also spends a great deal of time telling the Mayflower story. She lives on Layden Street, on the very place the Pilgrims built their first common house after landing. And Thanksgiving, of course, is a natural topic that she loves to talk about, and we'd love to have her here to talk about it. Leah, happy Thanksgiving to you. Good to have you with us.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. It's great talking to you again, Bill.
Well, like I said, this is getting to be our tradition, and you're always welcome. We love to hear the stories because, you know, like the smell of pumpkin pie, the rich tradition that started on that that very first Thanksgiving continues all these generations later, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. 401 years later since they landed, and this year happens to be the 400th anniversary of that harvest festival that lasted 3 days. And boy, we've got lots going on here. I'm going to tell you about it, but if you hear this on Thanksgiving, it has already happened, but plan for next year. But every single year on the Saturday before Thanksgiving, we have the USA Thanksgiving Parade, and it really is just amazing. Thousands and thousands of people come here to see it. There's a village right next to it where kids can do stuff all throughout the day. But the parade itself is very, very wonderful because it takes you on a trip through history. It starts with the Pilgrims. It talks about all of that. But each float brings you to another time in history, American history. And it shows you examples of diversity and immigration and all the things that have made this country great. So if you can't come this year or you've missed it by the time you hear this on Thanksgiving, make your plans now to come to Plymouth, Mass, learn a little bit about America's foundational story of Thanksgiving, and have some good times while you're here.
You know, Leah, I'm glad you brought up the idea of diversity. I mean, that's our nation. That's the DNA of our country. I mean, people talk about diversity in such a way that is it is just so far from, you know, the real idea of diversity that just happens so naturally because God answered the prayer of the Pilgrims, didn't he?
He did. And I'll tell you, Bill, it's something that we all need to think about because we're obviously having all of these conversations right now and going through a period in our history where we all need to kind of examine what others think, what we think. And in many cases, I myself have realized there are things that I needed to rethink as we've gone through all of this. But bringing it back to this story, my only request of everybody is not to run this story through into another part of history that was so heinous, because this particular part of history is an example for Americans. It is a time when two totally divergent cultures came together, they got along, they created a peace alliance that lasted for 50 years. In the end of the first year, they had a three-day harvest festival, and they dined together, they played games together, they did shooting exhibitions together. It's a time in history that we can take the time to honor it in the way it is meant to be honored. And, of course, that is bringing your family together, maybe bringing some new friends that you haven't had conversations with before, actually enjoying and being grateful for all that we have, and talking things through and acknowledging that we all have different interpretations and different feelings, but that we can still move forward together. And I think that having a holiday once a year in this country that makes us all get on pause and do that sort of a thing is a good thing. Don't you think,
Bill? Exactly. Yeah, I agree 100%, Leah, because it's that spirit of gratitude and thanksgiving. I mean, look at what the pilgrims had endured and what they went through, and that all led up to this, in a sense, a Magnificat. On this day when they came together, these divergent cultures to come together. And it really is a demonstration, to your point, of how things can be understood in a more reasonable, you know, human kindness sort of way when we come in, come into the discussion with a spirit of thanksgiving and gratitude.
It is. It's something that we should examine everything that's happened in history. We should examine that two generations later, King Philip's War was one of the bloodiest in history. And look at the horrible things that happened to the indigenous peoples after that. All of that needs to be acknowledged. But you've got to look at it as it happened in various times of history, because this is a situation where a tribe had a settlement here in what they called Patuxet at the time. They had a very thriving settlement, and a disease hit, and they lost most of their members, which put them in a weakened position against the Wessagusset, a neighboring tribe. Then comes along a family from England who has no idea what they're about to face. Together, they come together, they create a peace alliance, they protect each other, and they're able to work and interact with each other for 50 years.
Wow, what a great story. Lee, as we go through, and you mentioned these different generations of Thanksgiving periods that we went through, and it seems like right now, okay, somebody said it's time to review the hits, so to speak. Let's look back in our history and really come to some conclusions here that are meaningful. And I hear your heart, and it seems that you're suggesting this, because we cannot stay in this, you know, locked down in this mindset where we're not very thankful and we're not very grateful.
And we're not very civil. So, yes. That is where my heart is. I think that we need to truly reach out to one another. I mean, if you look at Thanksgiving through history, at times during the Victorian ages, it was totally romanticized, and you didn't even hear that there were indigenous peoples involved. Then you went into the situation where pilgrims were villainized, and that's when the Day of Mourning came about, for good reason, because no one had thought about that part of the history that came later on, two generations later. So I guess what I'm saying is Thanksgiving is the perfect time just to pause on all of it, and to be thankful for what we do have, acknowledge all of those things, but then move forward with forgiveness. I mean, without the forgiveness to move forward, you know, then why are we in this whole mess? This is something we need to work through together.
See, and this is what is so wholesome about our Christian faith is God's redeeming spirit. Because at the end of the day, he wants us to forgive ourselves, forgive each other, and ask him for forgiveness, that we can be redeemed and appreciate this great American idea that God blessed the pilgrims with all those years ago. We've got more from Leah Filson. We've got to go to break. Stay with us.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Folks, it looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Don Chang with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Testimonies from listeners indicate that the Lord is moving throughout Thailand, where the Tide Ministry is sharing the hope of Christ in the Isan language. In addition to regular radio broadcasts, we are also utilizing other methods to share the gospel in an area entrenched in Buddhism. Things like gospel messages accompanied by video and illustrations on a YouTube channel, or shorter devotionals shared on social media and popular messaging apps, all increase the opportunities for people throughout Thailand to be exposed to the gospel. The Great Commission is a mandate, and we here at the Tide Ministry find great joy in this work that the Lord has given us, and we look forward to seeing what else God has in store for Thailand. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in Thailand whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. The President and Chief Executive Officer of Sea Plymouth, Leah Filson, is with us. And, you know, for some who will miss out this year in going to Sea Plymouth, there is so much to see there. And, Leah, every time you and I talk, I want to project myself there. in Plymouth, Mass. To join you. And I promise we've got to do this one of these Thanksgivings for sure, to where we can be together and do this live.
It would be absolutely fantastic, Bill, because you would get a completely whole, complete feel for what this holiday was like. I mean, this is the very authentic place where the pilgrims settled. This is the very authentic place where Patuxent was. And by coming here, you can almost feel that as you soak up the history. It's also a great New England town. In today's times, we've got a really trendy restaurant area. We've got an historic district that has all sorts of things to enjoy. But Thanksgiving is something everyone should do in Plymouth at least once, and then come here often for vacation to enjoy the beautiful Plymouth Bay.
Well, you and I are going to talk early, because I'm telling you, I'm getting upset at myself to keep projecting that one day, and we've got to do this next year, God willing, okay? So we're going to be on top of this. My people will talk to your people, and we'll make this happen, because we're talking Thanksgiving, and we know, I guess, just in our own spirits and minds, Leah, we know that this holiday, there's just something special about Thanksgiving, isn't it? So much so that, you know, we want our friends, we want our families together on this special day. And, you know, you can say maybe it's a bit romantic, or however way you want to frame it. We still see ourselves coming together with all our families and being thankful for the blessings that God has given us, right?
We certainly do. And it's a perfect time to pause. And it doesn't matter what generation you're from. It's a time to pause from busy, busy lives, to come together, enjoy your family, enjoy your guests that you have invited, and just realize that we all have a lot to be grateful here for, because we have the freedoms that we have, and we have all of the things. So, you know, it was the Mayflower Compact that was, it influenced our democracy later. The Pilgrims brought their own form of democracy with their civil body politics, which no one had really practiced before. So it's definitely a truly American foundational story that everybody should come here and experience.
Well, and like you said, the Pilgrims did, you know, initially try a kind of a socialism, communist sort of way of, you know, all for one, one for all. And but then realized in practicality that, you know, we had to really honor self-responsibility and, you know, make some changes. And thank God they had the brilliant minds there at the time to be able to say, hey, look, we've got to make some adjustments. Right.
Well, I think a lot of people think that they may have really seen the future and known what to do ahead of time. But honestly, there were 50 people left after that first winter. Honestly, Bill, I think they did whatever they needed to do to just plain survive.
Survive, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, and the stories have been told, Leah, that what happened, I guess, initially was, they thought, okay, we're going to just, you know, kind of be in this together. And then they found out that by letting people be self-responsible, that it really kind of helped, you know, add to the trajectory of this new American idea. As you said, so much of the ideas were born out of this experiment that started with the Pilgrims coming and landing here. And of course, we have this incredible Mayflower story. Speaking of which, tell us what was found in the archaeological dig that changes the Mayflower story.
Well, the archaeological digs have shown through the pottery that they have dug up, where they would have meeting places and that sort of thing. They also that they often were working together in doing things. They also found that there were settlements of indigenous peoples living literally on the other side of the fortress. So it's pretty evident from the things that they have found that the interaction was far more frequent than anyone had thought before.
Mm-hmm. You're saying the interaction between the Pilgrims and the indigenous people there?
Yes, the interaction between the Pilgrims and the Pokanoket was far more evident than what anyone had believed before.
Mm-hmm. And how did this change the Mayflower story? If you can expand on that just a little bit, Leah.
Well, it's changed the Mayflower story in that it helps us to actually use factual evidence as well as the writings that the pilgrims left behind to actually carve out what the story was about even more closely than we have before. It's changed Thanksgiving in that it helps us to understand that it is important to look at all times in history. I mean, to not acknowledge the fact that there was this 50-year peace and that they celebrated Thanksgiving together is not fair to the Pocanacas as well. We had the great sachem chief Massasoit, who was a brilliant political mind into his own right. He had to have understood when he saw those families arriving that, number one, they weren't going to go anywhere. They were settling to stay. He had to have understood that the West Augustus were very close and had a lot more tribal people than he had, which was a threat to his survival. He was smart enough to come together with the leadership of the English colonists and create and agree to this 50-year peace and to keep things going, which is a great tribute to both sides of this story. And it's another great tribute to the fact that we had natives who had been here 10,000 years. We had immigrants who hit the shore. They figured out a way to work together, at least for that 50 years.
We're talking with Leah Filson, President and CEO of C. Plymouth. Leah, why is Plymouth called America's hometown?
It is America's hometown because this is where families arrived for the very first time. Always before, the people traveling here were coming for trade or for fishing or hunting or commercial interests. It's America's hometown because this is where families came to live. It is also America's hometown because this was the first seeds of democracy. It's America's hometown because it's a place that we all, our way of life today stems from what happens here.
Well, without a doubt, is it true pilgrims landed on Plymouth Rock?
Well, you know, there's a book out this year by James Baker that says it very well could have happened. They wouldn't have gotten off the Mayflower. They would have gotten onto a shallop and come that far. But if you looked at the weather conditions and all that, wouldn't you rather step on a rock to get on shore than wade through freezing cold water?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm with that at all.
Nobody really knows, though, Bill. Obviously, no one really knows.
Well, it's all part of the mystique, I guess. And like any bit of history, it can take on its own nature. But meanwhile, God bless you, Leah, for being on top of this and squaring the record. And for you, you know, all these years and behind you, the generations of our true founding fathers, I say, of this great American idea. I got to imagine as you've been able to be so involved with this, that the whole appreciation and idea of Thanksgiving has taken on a lot of changes over the years, you know, from when you first started to where you are now.
So what you need to do is you need to come to Plymouth, talk to the rock like people have been doing for 400 years, have a great time, and happy Thanksgiving to you, Bill, and to all of your listeners as well.
Well, as we wrap things up, Leah, real quick, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
cplymouth.com, cplymouth.com.
Leah Filson has been our guest. Leah, happy Thanksgiving to you. And next year, okay, I'm putting it on the calendar. We got to get together face-to-face, all right? You got it.
I absolutely love that, Bill. See you then.
Me as well. All right, happy Thanksgiving.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In the Superior Court of Glynn County, State of Georgia. State of Georgia versus Travis McMichael. Count one, malice murder. We, the jury, find the defendant, Travis McMichael, guilty.
Jurors in Brunswick, Georgia, found Travis McMichael and his father, Craig McMichael, guilty on nearly all counts, including felony murder, surrounding the February 2020 shooting death of Ahmaud Arbery. McMichael's neighbor, William Bryan, was also found guilty of felony murder. 7 hours after being named Sweden's first female prime minister, Magdalena Andersson resigned Wednesday after suffering a budget defeat in parliament, and her coalition partner, the Greens, left the two-party minority government. The government's own budget proposal was rejected in favor of right-leaning the Sweden Democrats. The final vote was 154 to 143. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family from all of us here at USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we've got, yes, one of our favorite historians, the one and only Bill Federer and publisher, and, of course, the originator of the American Minute. Hey, Mr. Bill, happy Thanksgiving to you, buddy. How are you?
Oh, happy Thanksgiving to you, Bill.
You know, I love this time of year, Bill, because it really sets the season up if you catch the spirit of Thanksgiving. And I'm thinking maybe this might be a real special Thanksgiving in light of all that this country has gone through. The chaos of our political system, the pandemic, you know, the losses that, families have experienced. I mean, it's heartbreaking, no doubt. And it reminds me of the first Thanksgiving when the pilgrims came together for that first Thanksgiving feast, you know, how their community was devastated by disease. And here it is. But they were all inspired by faith to come to a new land where they could worship God freely. And there was some encouragement. And there was also discouragement that took place, and especially with the loss of their loved ones with such a big number. And I think there's some similitude here when you consider where America is today and how many, you know, families here, not only in this country, but around the world have lost loved ones because of this pandemic.
Yeah. It is one of those situations where we have to just turn to the Lord, right? There's no one else to turn to but Him. And realizes that He's created us and He has a plan for our lives. And we, one of the features that is gratefulness. And when you give gratefulness and thanksgiving to God, it changes your whole attitude. There's a little saying, you know, count your blessings one by one and you'll be surprised at what God has done. And the people that are not grateful, they end up getting into self-pity, into discouragement, and they get depressed, and they end up getting into a negative, bitter type of attitude in it. And there's even studies that it shortens their lifespan because the stress ends up, you know, building up in them. But just exactly. Being thankful to God for all of his blessings is very key. And this is what the pilgrims did. And I actually wrote a book. It's called The Treacherous World of the 16th Century and How the Pilgrims Escaped It. And it goes through all the big global picture of what was going on at the time the pilgrims came over. And you get a new appreciation for who they were and what they went through and what they've given us.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And the thing is, what it also, to me, it bespeaks a level of faith. I mean, for you to have any kind of thankfulness in the midst of, you know, trial and tribulation, if you don't have any hope and any faith, what do you have to hang on to, Bill?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, in the book, I give sort of the setting, and Europe had a situation where originally it was all one faith for the whole mm-hmm. continent, right? It was Catholic. And then the Reformation starts in 1517. And then in 1529, 100,000 Muslims surround Vienna. People forget that Egypt used to be Christian until Caliph Umar conquered it. All of North Africa used to be Christian until the Umayyad Muslims conquered it. Spain used to be Christian, right, until it was conquered by, Tariq was the Muslim leader. And then they conquer Syria, which used to be Christian, evangelized by the Apostle Paul. And then they conquer what is today Turkey, but back then it was a Byzantine Christian empire. All seven churches mentioned in the book of Revelation were wiped out by these Islamic forces. And then they conquered Constantinople, 1453, cuts off the land routes to India. And that's when Columbus set sail looking for a sea route. But by 1529, 100,000 Muslims are surrounding Vienna, Austria. The Holy Roman Emperor, who was the king of Spain, was trying to stop the Islamic invasion and trying to stop the Reformation. From his point of view, he had a double dilemma. Inside was this Reformation. Outside is this Islamic invasion. So he realizes he can't do both. So in 1555, he makes a treaty with the Protestants. It's called the Peace of Augsburg. And in this treaty is a little Latin phrase that had enormous repercussions. And the phrase was, Tuius regio, eius religio, which means whose is the reign, his is the religion. Mm. In other words, look, Protestant king, believe whatever you want. Let's just work together against these Islamic forces who are trying to kill us all. And in the next century, different kings of Europe believed different things. Northern Germany and Sweden were Lutheran, Switzerland Calvinist, Scotland Presbyterian, Holland Dutch Reformed. Greece was Greek Orthodox, Russia Russian Orthodox, Italy, Spain, France, Poland were Catholic, and England was Anglican. But it was one denomination per country. You didn't believe the way your king did. It was considered treason, and you were chased out or killed. And so there's this mass migration of people shifting from one country to another simply for conscience sake.
Right.
Those were the ones that spilled over and founded colonies in America. And and I focus in the book on the England. So you had Henry VIII was Catholic, and then he's married to the daughter of the King of Spain, Catherine of Aragon. And after 18 years, she doesn't have a son. A daughter married, but not a son. So he decides to divorce her. And the Pope won't recognize the divorce because she is the daughter of the most powerful guy in the world, the King of Spain. And the King of Spain's army in 1527 had invaded Rome and imprisoned the Pope for 6 months. Anyway, Henry decides that he's going to make himself his own Pope. He starts the Church of England, puts himself on as the head, goes on to have six wives. And their fates were divorced, beheaded, died, divorced, beheaded, survived. His advisors suggested if he's serious about breaking from Rome, he should stop using the Latin Bible, get himself an English Bible. Mm-hmm. German princes have Martin Luther's German Bible that helped them to break away from Rome. He needs English. So it just so happened a few years earlier, Henry VIII had William Tyndale burnt at the stake for translating the Bible into English. William Tyndale's last words were, "Lord, open the King of England's eyes." A couple years later, the king wants an English Bible now. And so they basically take Tyndale's work, polish it up, call it the Great Bible. And Henry orders a copy of it put in every church in England, dusts his hands, and he goes, "That's it. We've broken from Rome."
Mm.
But something unexpected happened. People began to read it and began to compare what's in this Bible to this king divorcing and beheading his wives. And so a group starts that wants to purify the Church of England. They're nicknamed Puritans.
Mm-hmm.
And another group said, "It's beyond hope of purifying. We're just going to separate ourselves." And they called themselves separatists, but they broke into the groups called Baptists and Congregationalists and eventually the Quakers and some that we call the Pilgrims. And so the Pilgrims were not part of the Anglican Church, and so they were arrested. You read some of the stories. One king passed the Conventicle Act that says if you have five or more people meeting in your home and you're talking religion without getting approval of the government, the police will break into your home, sort of like, you know, what the FBI did to that homeschooling mom in Colorado Springs a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
Where they busted into her home because she was expressing views different from what the government wanted expressed. Right? She didn't like what they were teaching in the public school, so they bust in and handcuff her in front of her kids while she's teaching them, right? But this is what happened in England, right? So they bust into your house if you were sharing your religious views that were different than the government, and they would arrest you. One of the people captured at this time was John Bunyan. As they're dragging him away, he shouts out, better to be persecuted than be the persecutor. Spent 12 years in prison. And that's when he wrote Pilgrim's Progress, that famous book.
Right.
And then the government passed the 5-Mile Act. If you're caught preaching within 5 miles of a town without getting approval of the government, and you're sharing views that are different than the government, you get canceled. You get silenced. They'll arrest you. And they drag you before the Star Chamber, which is one of these secret government department buildings, so you don't have a jury, you don't have a an attorney, and they'll twist your arm, they brand you on the face as a heretic, they cut off your ear, cut your nose in half, and all because you were expressing views different than the government. And so this is the setting for the Pilgrims. And one
kind of shades and memories, Bill Fetter, the Star Chamber, kind of, you know, it harkens to mind here what's happening with these political prisoners in the D.C. jail. I mean, here was the infamous protester who just got a sentence. One of the things he had to do was to disclaim any loyalty to Donald Trump, which, was quite amazing. So shades of the Star Chamber coming back even in this modern era. We got to go to break. We've got more from Bill Fetter after this. Stay with us.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. Get it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the financing law. Number 603D77. Equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available to rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Top of the hour, our conversation with Bill Federer continues. The American Minute creator, nationally known speaker, best-selling author, and president of America. Bill, as we were recounting, I mean, I love it when you're on because it's such a journey of, you know, the road to history. And, you know, as you've said, you know, the problem with history is we don't learn from it, and this is why we keep repeating the errors. But as we take time to pause and, you know, for this Thanksgiving holiday leading into the greatest feast, you know, that, it, you know, to me, bookends this period of gratefulness and Thanksgiving, Christmas. It really sets up a beautiful season and opportunity for us to get outside of ourselves, you know, leave our egos at the door and to give thanks to God Almighty for all that he's given us and to allow our faith to be, you know, reborn and rejuvenated, because we realize that even in spite of this pandemic that we've gone through, a chaotic political governmental force that has, you know, just caused all kinds of problems and really turned our world upside down here. And it's threatened our, you know, in some cases, I believe has even threatened this democratic republic. We can rest assured that this is of no surprise to God, that he is still sovereign and in control. And it is our faith that we rest on, not on the matters of men.
Yeah. And it always takes courage. It always takes those willing to stand up like Peter to the Sanhedrin saying, okay, government, they said, we told you strictly not to preach in this name. And Peter said, should we obey God or you? And but these pilgrims tracking their story. Some of them decided to sell their property by passage on a ship to Holland. Holland was seven provinces breaking away from Spain. It took them 80 years. And these provinces held slightly different views, so they tolerated each other because Spain was such a big threat. And so Holland, also called the Netherlands, was the most tolerant place in Europe. And so these pilgrim separatists, some of them decide to sell their land by passage on a ship. Right before the ship takes off, the captain robs them and turns them over to the police, who throw them in jail as heretics. Another group of these separatists arranged for a Dutch ship to sail along the coast, and they would be waiting in little dinghy boats and row out there. Well, the pilgrims show up a day early, and the waves are really bad, and the kids are getting sick, and the wives say, can we just wait on shore? And they wait, and the men... And finally, the Dutch ship shows up, and the men row out, and they're stowing everything on the boat. And before they could go back and get the wives, someone snitched. The British came over the hill and captured the women and children. And the Dutch captain says, I don't have an army, and he pulls anchor and sails away with the men. Oh. You can imagine those women and children standing on the shore watching that ship getting smaller and smaller until it disappears over the horizon. And for 2 years, they pass these women and children from one court and jail and prison in England to another, to another, to another. Finally, for 2 years, finally a judge says, well, you really didn't do anything wrong. Go home. They go, duh, we sold our homes. And so just to get them out of their hair, they put them on a boat, send them over to Holland. They somehow find out where their husbands were, and there's a happy ending of that chapter. They go from Amsterdam to Leiden, Holland, and they're there 12 years. They meet the Jews in Leiden, right? The Jews have been chased out of Spain, and they begin to identify with the Jews. They said, you left the Pharaoh, we left the King of England, you crossed the Red Sea, we crossed the English Channel, right? You're looking, you had your promised land, we're looking for ours. Anyway, Spain threatens to attack, and so the pilgrims decide to flee again, and they want to go to the New World. And they originally were going to go to Guyana, South America. They heard of the perpetual spring warm weather, but it was too close to Spain. The area controlled by Spain is called the Spanish Main, M-A-I-N, and it's basically the Caribbean. And they heard a generation before, a bunch of French Protestants tried to settle Florida. It was called Fort Caroline. Today it's Jacksonville, Florida. But in 1565, about 300 French settled it. The Spanish found out about it, butchered the men, and took the women and children away. And so the pilgrims are like, we don't want to go anywhere near where Spain is. And so they decide on Jamestown, and it was founded 14 years earlier. So the pilgrims leave Holland, go to England, get two boats, Godspeed, Mayflower, the Speedwell. And the Speedwell starts leaking, and they have to recaulk it, leaks again, and they have to consolidate and put everybody on the Mayflower. And now they've eaten up time and food, and they're sailing in the winter, 66-day journey, 3,000 miles. Pilgrims are confined to the tween deck. It's really stormy. One person dies. A baby's born. One pilgrim, John Howland, goes topside and is washed overboard, and they fish him out by a rope barely. And they finally get to the New World. And they're 500 miles away from Jamestown. And so they try going south, but Cape Cod, it's really shallow for a long distance out. You can be a half mile offshore and get stuck in the sand. And in a storm, it'll beat your boat to pieces. So the pilgrims almost sink. And the captain says it's too dangerous to do any more sailing. And he goes back to Plymouth Rock and tells the pilgrims to get off the boat. And the pilgrims say, we have a question. Who's going to be in charge? There's no king-appointed person in our group. The whole world's ruled by kings. Mm-hmm. Right? Russian czars, Chinese emperors, Indian maharajas, you know, Muslim sultans, kings of Spain, France. The whole world's ruled by kings, and we don't have a king person on the boat. Who's going to be in charge? Right. They do something unique that impacted us forever. They gave themselves the authority to start a government. It's called the Mayflower Compact. And it says, we, having undertaken for the glory of God, advancement of the Christian faith, covenant ourselves together to form a civil body politic, to enact just and equal laws that shall be thought most necessary, unto which we promise all due submission. Simple, revolutionary. It was a polarity change in the flow of power. Instead of top-down rule by kings, it's bottom-up rule by we.
Yes.
It's the difference between a dead pyramid rule top down in a living tree where every tiny root has to participate in sucking in nutrients to help keep the tree alive. Every citizen has to be a part of this. Mm-hmm. And in the womb of this little Mayflower is the conception of this child of self-government, of freedom, of liberty. Where did the pilgrims get this idea? From their pastor, John Robinson. He was not a king-appointed Anglican pastor. He was one of these Congregationalist pastors, which was a church model that was brought back during the Reformation, goes back to the early church, the idea that you're a body. And so it's not the clergy-lady model, where the clergy does all the ministry and the lady is lazy and watches. No, this is a congregational model. Everybody's supposed to be involved. Pastor's job is to get everybody to have their own relationship with God and then coach them to become mature Christians so they can end up sharing their faith and being involved in this thing called the body of Christ can grow. And so the pilgrims basically took their church model of government and they made it their community model of government. And New England settlers did this in Massachusetts and Connecticut, New Hampshire, and they called them town hall meetings. And they met in the church building. The church building was called the meeting house. The word synagogue in Hebrew means the meeting house. And so that's where they were taught the law, but that's where also they would elect their elders. And so these pilgrims, they would meet in the meeting house, and they'd hear the preaching, and then that's where they would elect their elders. And so when the revolution started a century and a half later, the British military governor, Thomas Gage, outlawed town hall meetings. He said, democracy is too prevalent in America. We don't need people meeting and passing resolutions. You just do what the king tells you to do. You just surrender your conscience to the government. You just do whatever the government tells you. You're just a little pawn. You're a subject. You just do whatever. And so we see this clash between the top-down federal government and the bottom-up. Hey, we're the people. The word citizen is Greek. It means co-king.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the battle between, is the government going to be the king or are we the king? And that's what we're experiencing today. But the
without a doubt, I was going to say it was gone full circle. There's nothing new under the sun, is there?
No. People say history repeats itself. Really, human nature repeats itself.
Mm-hmm.
One of the books I did, it's called Socialism, The Real History from Plato to the Present. Mm-hmm. I talk about how king is the most common form of government, and democracies and republics are attempts to take the power of the king and put it into the hands of the people. But if the king wants the power back, how does he do it? Well, there's two methods. One is fear. When the people are afraid, they will trade freedom for security. And the other is free stuff, right? So you give them free stuff, and then they get dependent. And then you want to say you want to continue to get it. You got to give up your freedoms. And but anyway, these pilgrims, half of them died the first winter. And they wouldn't have survived had not the next spring. An Indian walks out and helps them, and his name's Squanto. And it's a fascinating story. So the Spanish had the New World for a century. They had a monopoly. And the French and Dutch and English had pirates who would rob the Spanish gold. And so you had pirates were not really moral, you know, religious people. They were pirates. And some of them would sail up and down the coast of America and lure unsuspecting natives on board, lock them below deck, take them to Spain, sell them into slavery. And that's what happened to Squanto. And when you read the account, when the monks in Malaga, Spain, found out that these Native Americans were about to be sold, they made such a ruckus about it that they were not sold, and they were given into the custody of the monks who took care of them and eventually gave them their freedom. And so here's Squanto.
Go ahead, because we only got about 40 seconds left here, so go ahead.
But he hitchhikes his way across Europe, gets to England, works there years, learns the language, gets dropped off in Newfoundland, and then Plymouth Rock. And anyway, his whole tribe had died, but had he not been kidnapped, he would have died with the tribe. But the spring of 1621, he comes out of the woods, and he helps the pilgrims to survive. And just a fascinating story. But it's all in a book I wrote. It's called The Treacherous World of the 16th Century and How the Pilgrims Escaped It. And if anyone's interested, my website's AmericanMinute.com.
There it is. Bill Federer, the American Minute creator, nationally known speaker and best-selling author, and, of course, beloved historian. Bill, we just so appreciate your insight and your time this holiday weekend. Happy Thanksgiving, my friend.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS.